Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to ask a great and very pertinent question is, how does the Republican Party build itself for the future? How do conservatives succeed? Well, one way to figure that out is to talk to some of the most successful conservatives of recent years. And one of those people is the last Speaker of the House to actually preside over cutting federal spending. His name is John Boehner. He also was successful in keeping Republican control of the House as long as he was Speaker. And John Boehner will be joining us to answer questions about the future of a party that he loves. We'll also be speaking with Steve Moore, former economic advisor to President Trump, about one issue on which Republicans and Democrats seemed to disagree yesterday, involving the economy and the future of the economy. It's an issue about producing more revenue. How? By raising tax rates? Absolutely not. Republicans wouldn't agree to that. We'll talk to Steve Moore about the idea of spending more on the IRS to make sure that we're not giving up $1 trillion. No, really, it's that much. $1 trillion of proceeds that should be going to the government. And then, of course, there is all kinds of new news about the tragic death of Dante Wright, and it is a tragic. He's 20 years old, but there's all kinds of stuff about his background that the media are hiding, for the most part. We will talk about that with the author of a controversial and explosive article that takes a look at some of what, for instance, the New York Times will not tell you at all about Dante Wright. His killer, and it's there's no question that she actually pulled the trigger on the gun that delivered a shot into his chest, as arrested. She is going to be turning herself in right now. These are the charges against Officer Kim Potter, who spent 26 years of her life, since she was in her early 20s, devoted to the police department in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. CNN broke the news about the charges against Officer Potter. Listen, this is clip three.
The former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is being charged in the killing of Dante Wright. Our CNN correspondent Adrian Baradas is live from Brooklyn Center. Adrian, walk us through what we know.
Well, John, we know the Washington County prosecutor has told CNN he will charge that officer, Kim Potter, with second-degree manslaughter. Here in Minnesota, under the state statute, if someone is convicted of second-degree manslaughter, the penalty is no more than 10 years or a fine up to $20,000.
Okay, the $20,000 seems like a very modest fine when you're looking at it, but 10 years in prison, which she could face, I doubt that she will, frankly, would be a very heavy penalty indeed. I would imagine if this hasn't happened already, and it probably has, there will be voices on the left that say it's not enough. She shouldn't be charged with just second-degree manslaughter. She'd be charged with something more serious. What manslaughter acknowledges is there was no conscious attempt to kill, that she was not premeditated in any way. She didn't come out that Sunday morning and say, oh, I want to kill some 20-year-old. She had 26 years on the police department with none of those charges, no charges like that about any kind of racial bias or anything else against her. And it's very tough to read some of the details of this case and And the way that it is being portrayed, the way that it is being manipulated, is not been positive at all, it seems to me. I want to focus on some of that. The White House, actually, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, this morning, was asked to weigh in. This is before Kim Potter was charged with second-degree manslaughter. She was asked about whether she should be charged or not, and she gave a smart and appropriate answer. This is clip 8.
Does President Biden believe that officers should face charges?
I'm not going to weigh in on legal or law enforcement actions. We'll leave that to the courts and law enforcement authorities on the ground.
Okay. That's the right answer. And I'll tell you what is not right and bothers me a great deal. The New York Times has a profile to tell you all about Dante Wright. And they have some very nice pictures of him holding his two-year-old son and of the baby's mother. The baby's mother, by the way, was not the woman who was with him when he was shot. That was somebody else. But in any event, the title they run, and they have four reporters contributing to this, A Young Father's Life and Last Day. And here's the way it begins. It begins, Dante Wright called his mother. The tremble in his voice told her something was wrong. The police had stopped him. He told her nervously. He's afraid of the police. And I just seen and heard the fear in his voice, said his mother, whose name is Katie Wright. She tried to keep him calm as he spoke with her on the phone on Sunday while he was being pulled over in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center. He had told her the reason for the traffic stop and had something to do with air fresheners dangling from the rearview mirror. And she asked him to take them down and to let her speak with the officers over the phone. Ms. Wright, or Mr. Wright, 20, she said, ask the officers, am I in trouble? Then Ms. Wright heard scuffling and a woman screaming in the background. The call dropped abruptly, and Ms. Wright feared that her son had become another victim of police brutality in America. And again, the prejudging, another victim, yet another victim of police brutality in America. That is the line we hear, of course. She says, Mr. Wright, she said, asked the officers, am I in trouble? Before Sunday, it says, Mr. Wright had been a young black man unknown to the world, but known and loved by his friends and relatives in the Minneapolis area. He was a young father of a toddler who was almost two, Dante Jr. He loved basketball. As a freshman at Thomas Edison High School, he was voted a class clown. But in the moments that his mother overheard in horror, her fears were realized. Ms. Wright said on Tuesday on Good Morning America and at a news conference later in Minneapolis, he was loved. He was ours. This is no broken family, said an aunt, Naisha Wright. He was remembered as a dedicated father with a bright smile and outgoing demeanor. The mother of his son, China Whitaker, said on a Facebook post that the two had been amicably sharing custody of the child. And it goes on, and it doesn't tell you anything about his criminal history. And the criminal history is relevant, because the criminal history includes being arrested and charged for aggravated assault and armed robbery, for brandishing a gun at a woman that apparently he and a friend had been staying with to take her $820 in rent money. He was arrested with that. He was charged. He was held on $100,000 bail. And then he skipped bail, and he violated bail by brandishing illegal guns, and then ran away again from officers. That's why the warrant was out for his arrest. Isn't that relevant? And it's shocking that the New York Times doesn't even tell you about that. We will be right back on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code NetVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MEDVED, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MEDVED. That's discovery.org/MEDVED.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, none of the details about his background mean that he, quote, deserved to die or anything of that nature. But they are relevant if you're going to do a portrait of him. You're going to entitle it A Young Father's Life and Last Day. It is the reason that the police were in the process of trying to arrest him, and he very clearly was resisting arrest, struggling with them, getting back into his car. they were trying to arrest him because he had violated bail on another fairly serious charge. And all of this is relevant in terms of what is happening in the life of Officer Kim Potter, who was charged today with second-degree manslaughter, could be facing 10 years in prison. It's a very, very serious matter for her. It's a serious matter for the country, frankly. And by the way, none of this means that police don't engage in irresponsible behavior. And at sometimes what appears to be, I'll even say, prejudicial behavior, where it does appear to be based upon race. That's the case about this instance of the second lieutenant in the United States Army, Lieutenant Karen Nazario, who is black and Latino, and was actually stopped and treated horribly. He was actually pepper sprayed and taken down by, and all caught on camera, by a Latino cop named Gutierrez from a town named Windsor, Virginia. And Gutierrez, the cop involved, has been fired, and he deserves to be fired. And Lieutenant Nazario is now suing that police department for $1 million, and they're going to have to settle. Because what they did is unthinkable. We will get into detail about that later in the show because it's very important to keep in perspective. That should be getting a great deal of attention. Why? Well, first of all, because Lieutenant Nazario avoided any kind of fatal confrontation and ended up very intelligently exposing the irresponsibility and apparent racism of at least one of the two cops who had stopped his newly purchased Tahoe SUV and claimed that he had no license plate. He just bought the car, so he had one of those paper license plates that they tape on the inside of the window, and it was right there. And you can see it in the video that they're taking of this confrontation. Now, let me give you a little bit of this background on Dante Wright. We're going to be speaking later to Scott McKay, who wrote over at Red State about some of the problems with the attempt to make Dante Wright, as they say, just a young father and an entirely blameless individual. And there's this today in the New York Post by Jorge Fitzgibbon, and the headline is, Dante Wright was facing attempted robbery case when killed by cop. Isn't that important? Shouldn't that be everywhere in the coverage? That the reason they were trying to arrest him is because he was out on bail from a much more serious charge. It was not just because he had air fresheners dangling from the rear view mirror of his car. And Dante Wright, writes the Post, had an open warrant related to an armed robbery case against him when he was shot dead Sunday by a cop who claimed she thought she was firing her taser. Court records show. And that's the point about this. This is not made up. It's not one person's accusation. This is based upon the Hennepin County District Court documents. Wright 20 and another man had been charged with first degree attempted aggravated robbery in December of 2019. Okay, it's 14, 15 months ago. For allegedly trying to steal $820 from a woman at gunpoint. This is all in the court documents, the charging documents. The pair had crashed at the victim's home in the city of Osseo, Minnesota, after attending a party there. Then in the morning, when they got up, they demanded money while flashing a gun at the woman who had hosted them. That's what the prosecutors say in the court papers. Give me the effing money. I'm not playing around, Wright told the woman, according to prosecutors. The victim refused and began screaming for both men to leave, records show. Give me the money and we will leave, Wright allegedly told her. Give me the money and we will go.
The two men eventually left the home without any dough, according to the documents. Wright was later arrested in the case, and then he was released on $100,000 in bail. But he violated his bail conditions in July when he failed to stay in touch with his court monitor. He was also in possession of a gun at some point after his arrest for the robbery, which was also in violation of the condition of his bail release. The case was still pending when police in Brooklyn Center pulled Wright over Sunday for having an expired registration on his car. Police said the officers, who got his identification, then determined that Wright had this outstanding warrant related to his bail violations and a previous bail violation when he had been brandishing an illegal weapon and then ran away from the police and apparently eluded them. And he was still violating bail on this aggravated attempted robbery charge. This is very, very serious. And the idea that none of this is relevant is simply wrong. Now, none of this takes blame away from the police officers involved with stopping Dante Wright, but it certainly makes some of their actions, not killing him, but some of their actions in trying to arrest him, comprehensible and appropriate. And there is no question from the tape and the records that they have that he was resisting arrest. So why don't they include that information in this lengthy tribute to Dante Wright in the New York Times? What they do include is the following. They quote Mario Greer, a cousin, who said that Mr. Wright was a sensitive soul who enjoyed lighting Roman candles with him. "I didn't get the chance," he says, to tell my cousin I love him," Mr. Greer said, holding back tears. I got to go every holiday now without my cousin, my baby cousin. Family members created a GoFundMe page to raise money for his burial. By Tuesday afternoon, nearly $500,000 had been raised. Christy Bryant, one of Mr. Wright's aunts who helped draw attention to the page, wrote on Facebook, "I never imagined this was going to happen to someone in our family." One can understand their pain.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to speak to our friend Stephen Moore. Steve is, of course, a former Trump economic advisor, one of the people who helped to guide Trumponomics both before the White House and then informally, though he never had a White House job particularly, informally as an advisor to President Trump afterwards. In fact, he literally wrote the book, co-wrote the book, Trumponomics, about the widely praised and appropriately praised economic policies that President Trump followed. Steve, great to speak to you always. And let me ask you about... Thank you. There seemed to be a rare moment of agreement yesterday during an appearance before the Senate Finance Committee where the director of the Internal Revenue Service, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Charles Rettig, talked about a need to make up to $1 trillion in additional revenue for the government by going after unpaid taxes, people who are basically not paying taxes that they actually owe. Do you think this is a legitimate issue?
Well, you know, Michael, it's interesting because the left seems to have fallen in love with the IRS. You know, we've massively increased, you know, the number of IRS agents. Biden wants a huge increase in the
10%.
IRS presence in our life. If people think that that's going to make their life better to have more audits and more IRS people knocking on your door, I think that's misguided. Look, if you want to get people to pay their taxes, you keep the tax system simple. you keep it fair. You don't create all these loopholes and deductions. You know, tax compliance goes up when the system is fair and simple, and unfortunately we're making it much more complicated. That's my view. By the way, if you continue to raise the tax rate, then people's incentive to cheat on their taxes increases. So, you know, I just believe in a low flat rate system where everybody pays their fair share. You won't have to have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of IRS agents. A lot of times people cheat on their taxes or because they think that everybody else is doing it. You know, that's just kind of the way it works, that everybody has to, you know, take advantage of the system because everybody else is, and that's where it is. But I don't think the American people want a massive increase in the bureaucracy and budget for the IRS.
I think that there would be a great preference for doing exactly what you're saying, which we've been talking about on this show forever, which is simplifying the tax system. It's not a question
right.
of either cutting or raising tax rates. It's just getting rid of some of the exceptions and complications that make it such a nightmare. Yesterday at this hearing at the Senate Finance Committee, Mike Crapo, who is a very conservative Republican senator from Idaho, said if there are those who are cheating on their taxes and causing us to have such a large tax gap, which I don't doubt, we should address that. You'd agree with that, though, wouldn't you? I mean, again, even if you think other people are cheating, there's no excuse for cheating on your taxes. It's not a good idea.
No, but you should, you know, look, you should take advantage of whatever, you know, tax deductions there are. I mean, people have a right to those deductions. I want them to be few and far between. But, you know, the other point that's related to this is that they think that by raising the tax rate, you're going to get people to pay more taxes. But the problem is, you know, they keep talking about all these the Fortune 500 companies that apparently pay no taxes. Well, if that's because their taxable income, because of all the deductions, are zero. So if you have a zero, you know, taxable income, you could raise the rate to 99%, right? And you're not going to get more money out of those people because they don't declare any income on their taxes because they get so many of these loopholes. So my view is don't raise the tax rate. Get rid of the loopholes. And look, I do think every company should pay their fair share. I don't actually have a problem with one of the Biden ideas, which is let's have a 15% minimum corporate tax that companies pay on their profits. I think that's a pretty decent idea. You know, 15%, every company should pay 15%. But I don't like this idea of, you know, raising the rates, which only encourages more companies to move offshore, more jobs to leave the United States, and it hurts workers. That's why we cut the tax rate on a corporation, because we want America to be more competitive. Something that people have to understand, Michael, is that the United States, prior to Trump, had the highest corporate tax rate in the entire world, I mean, of all the 50 major countries that we compete with. That's not a very smart economic strategy. And now Biden wants to raise it up again. I think that's going to cost jobs, and I think and I'm not saying this because I love American corporations. In fact, I'm mad at a lot of corporations right now. I'm saying it because I think it's a flawed economic strategy and that it's going to hurt the workers more than it is the CEOs.
Look, I think that's completely valid. And talking about hurting workers, you've also spoken out recently, as every conservative should, about these outrageous tax hikes that they're doing in New York State.
Oh,
why should people who don't live in New York care about that? Why does that hurt the entire nation and our economy?
Well, it's funny you should ask me about this because I was writing a piece this morning about it. And there's a couple of elements to this. So New York just raised their income tax rate to 15%. I know you're living there in Washington State where you have zero income tax. Can you imagine a 15% income tax on top of the 40% you know, federal tax? And so that's going to lead to a massive number of people leave New York, and they're going to go to states like Florida. I was just in Florida this past weekend. I got to tell you, all I saw was New York and New Jersey bumper stickers license plates there, because so many people are moving. So they want to have the highest tax rate in the world. Now, here's the other interesting thing about this. The New York delegation, congressional delegation, wants to bring back something called the state and local tax deduction. Well, that's because their taxes are so high that, you know, if they want people to deduct their high state and local taxes off their federal taxes. And I say, hell no. I mean, look, New York has the right to raise their taxes through the roof, but people in other states shouldn't have to pay for that through a state and local tax deduction. By the way, the vast benefit of that tax deduction would go to millionaires and billionaires who live in California, New York, and New Jersey.
Yeah, and isn't it true that that Democratic senators like John Tester in Montana or Joe Manchin in West Virginia, they're not going to go to have people in West Virginia and Montana pay extra so that New York billionaires can pay less? That's not going to work with them, is it?
Well, you wouldn't think so, Michael, but the leftists, there's a solidarity among these Democrats right now. I mean, they only have 50 in the Senate, and they only have about a 3 or 4 or 5 seat majority in the House. So these are razor-thin majorities, but I've been very surprised so far that these Democrats have basically, they're like the, you know, Korean soldiers who, march like robots in front of the, king. I mean, they have not broken with Biden and the other Democrats, even though a lot of the things that they've been promoting are not in the interest of their own state. You mentioned West Virginia. You mentioned states like Montana. I mean, my goodness, we're talking about $6 to $7 trillion of new spending this year alone under the Biden agenda. $6 to $7 trillion. And I wonder, where are the? Aren't there any moderate, fiscally sensible Democrats left that would say, hell no, we're not going to bankrupt our country with $6 to $7 trillion more spending? You know, have you noticed they're calling, they have a new term, human infrastructure. Have you heard that one, Michael? Human infrastructure, which is, you know, I'd never heard that term before, so I asked one of my liberal friends, oh, that's Medicaid and social welfare spending and, you know, babysitting services.
Education.
I'm like, how is that infrastructure?
Well, again, this is expanding the definition of infrastructure, helps them expand the amount of money they can spend, virtually all of it borrowed money. When we come back, there's actually a confession from some leading Democratic pollsters who got together and said, we blew it last time in the election, and we have to do better. What's the big problem? We'll tell you. Coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, concerning what we were just talking about with Stephen Moore, the cap right now on the amount that you can deduct for state and local taxes, the Trump administration approved a $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions as part of broader tax changes in 2017. What that means is that if you paid more than $10,000 in your state and local taxes, then tough. That's the decision of the state and local governments. It's not going to be paid for by people in other states, because there are many, many states where the taxpayers and the legislatures and the governors, most of them Republican in this case, have held down the amount of money they're going to charge people. And by the way, the very nature of that cap is that the only people who are hurt by it are people who were paying more than $10,000 in state and local taxes, which is primarily people from New Jersey, New York, and California. The Wall Street Journal reports the cap on deductions disproportionately affected tax filers in high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California, but studies have shown that the Trump tax law resulted in a net tax reduction for most tax filers. And if you pay attention to your own taxes, you probably noticed that. Hope you did. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a supporter of the cap, said repealing it is, quote, designed to overwhelmingly benefit wealthy residents of blue states. That's what he said in a speech this week on the Senate floor. In this Republicans versus Democrats question, it's actually gratifying to see that there are a couple of prominent Democratic pollsters who are getting together and released yesterday a report on how they tragically and fatally undercounted Republicans and Trump supporters in 2020, just as they did, by the way, in 2016. And one report released by 5 Democratic polling firms finds that their surveys undercounted voters who viewed former President Donald Trump as presidential. Another, by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center, concluded that obtaining the proper representation of Republicans in surveys has become more difficult. And what they're saying here, and I think it's actually very smart and very true, is that part of what goes wrong with the polling is they figure that, okay, we know that generally they're about 45% of Americans who describe themselves as Republican. And, okay, could be a little bit lower, could be a little bit higher. So they want to make sure that they ask people in the beginning, are you a Republican? Yes. The point over here is the people who agree to be polled are the wrong kind of Republicans. In other words, they are Republicans who might have very serious doubts about Trump or his policies and may be among those people who are not enthusiastic about Trump or Trumpism. And so even though they're talking to someone who says, I'm a Republican, what they're getting is very different answers. And why is that? It's because conservatives, and particularly conservative Trump supporters, don't trust media and don't trust polls. Now, I will agree that I'm part of this phenomenon. If I get a phone call and it's a, and this has happened not often, but it's happened, oh, twice or three times, maybe over the last 10 years, something like that, where we get a call in this household, and I don't know why it's relatively rare, where they say, well, we're doing a poll, and I always hang up. I just don't want to be bothered with it. I mean, generally, my wife won't even pick up phone calls that come through where she doesn't recognize the number. And I do, but I don't want to be polled. Now, maybe that should be reconsidered. See, I don't think it helps anybody to have polls that are out of whack. And it obviously particularly doesn't help Republicans, because one of the things that happens is you get this idea, and I think it didn't really happen in 2020 because Trump was so insistent that he was winning. I don't think the vote total was suppressed because of Democratic polls, but that would be the impact. And the impact would also be devastating, and this is why they're doing these mea culpas and saying we got it wrong, we blew it, is because these polling companies are for-profit companies that rent out their services to Democrats who are going to be much less likely to pay big money for polling that just has gotten things wrong in their state and gotten it wrong again and again. The Jim Normington, who's a principal with Normington Pets and Associates, which participate in the Democratic study, said the five firms concluded that even when a survey sample properly mirrored the characteristics of the U.S. voter pool, we were getting the wrong people at the end of the day. The Republicans who are saying yes to pollsters don't seem to be a representative mix, said Courtney Kennedy, director of survey research at Pew Research Center, though this finding was more an inference than one supported by hard data in the center's self-examination. At the same time the coronavirus pandemic may have exacerbated the pollster's challenge, Democratic leading voters may have been more available to pollsters than were Republicans, because they were more likely to hold jobs that allowed them to work from home, and they had the greater ability to answer pollster calls. I think that's probably true as well. There's some good news about the Chamber of Commerce. Now, some of the bad news, and we'll talk about this later, there's this gigantic two-page ad which seems to be aimed at condemning the Georgia election reform law. And it's signed by all of the biggest corporations. I mean, virtually all of them. And banks. And celebrities. And it's a two-page ad. We will get to that. But there is this from the Chamber of Commerce, and it's good news. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce urged senators to oppose a sweeping Democratic-backed voting overhaul bill, saying it would impose onerous restrictions on political advocacy by corporations and other associations. The chamber said it would send a key vote alert to senators laying out its opposition to the For the People Act, that's also known as H.R. 1, and called for bipartisanship in making any voting changes. The Democrats' roughly 800-page bill would make many changes to rules regarding voting and campaign finance. Its proposals include requiring every state to offer early in-person voting and voting by mail. Why shouldn't states make those decisions? They do under the Constitution. It would also loosen requirements for voter ID, which most Americans don't want. Most Americans enthusiastically support the ID, the idea of ID. Why? Because it makes sense. And it's not a restriction, for goodness sake. They also would create an independent panels to draw voting districts in each state to end partisan gerrymandering. That, if they can agree on a basis for assuring the bipartisanship and fairness of those commissions, why not? The bill also would restructure the Federal Election Commission in a way that proponents say would make the agency more effective, but critics say would turn it into a partisan tool, which is a real problem. The chamber, which advocates for big and small businesses, previously had been against some campaign finance proposals included in the Democrats' bill. The letter also criticized what it called partisan efforts to change voting rules, a high-profile political issue in which some states where some major corporations have been under pressure to take a stand. Well, they're talking, of course, about Texas, where the fight is ongoing, and about Georgia and more. Concerning those fights, there's a real challenge about the future of the Republican Party. And one of the voices that we haven't heard that much recently is somebody who actually was a very successful Speaker of the House. Why? Because for the first time since the Eisenhower administration, he actually presided over cuts in federal spending 2 years in a row. His name is John Boehner, and he has a new book out about his experience in Washington and his views for the future. So what does the Republican Party do to continue being a positive influence and a real force in this greatest nation on God's green earth? John Boehner coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.